Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? This time, we're going way back to the book of Genesis, specifically chapter 15. We're going to be exploring the story of Abram, who later becomes Abraham. You know, this story is thousands of years old, but it's got all this stuff packed into it about faith and commitment and facing the unknown that still feels like so relevant today.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? And what really gets me about this story is how it starts with a problem, like a super relatable one, you know? Abram is childless. And back then, that was a huge deal. No heir, no legacy, no carrying on the family line. And on top of that, he's getting up there in years, so you can just feel the hope fading. And then bam, God shows up with this wild promise.
Right. So picture this. Abram's probably stressed, maybe even a little hopeless. And out of nowhere, God speaks to him, promises him descendants, as many as the stars in the sky. And not just descendants, but an entire land for them to inherit. Talk about a life changer.
Totally. It's like winning the cosmic lottery, right? But here's the thing. Abram has a human moment. And he's like, wait, what? Seriously? I mean, wouldn't you? It just seems impossible. And this is where the story shifts. It's not just a promise anymore. It becomes this powerful display of commitment, you know, a covenant.
Okay, so break it down for us. What's this covenant all about?
Well, God tells Abram to gather these specific animals and cut them in half. He has to lay the halves opposite each other. And then things get super intense. Abram falls into this deep sleep, and a smoking furnace and a burning lamp pass between the pieces.
Whoa, okay. Now that's a visual.
Imagine what that would have been like for Abram. I mean, fire was this powerful symbol back then, right? It represented the presence of God, purification, something final and unchangeable. It's like God saying, I'm all in on this. This promise is unbreakable.
It's like signing a contract in blood or something, but way more dramatic. And it wasn't just for show. This covenant had real consequences. God promised Abram land and descendants, but he also told him straight up, your people are going to go through some tough times. They'll be strangers in a foreign land, even enslaved for generations.
Yeah, that part always gets me. It's a reality check, you know? Even with God's promise, the road ahead wasn't going to be easy. There'd be struggles, setbacks, dark times. It's like this reminder that having faith doesn't mean a life without problems, but it does give you hope and strength to get through the tough stuff.
So it's about knowing there's something to hold on to when things get rough, right?
Exactly.
And that sets the stage for what we're going to be unpacking for the rest of our deep dive. Clearly, this ancient story has a lot more going on than what you see on the surface. We're talking about trust and long-term goals, finding hope when things are tough, and what it really means to make and keep a promise.
And how these ancient ideas can still matter to us today, you know? I mean, think about it. Have you ever felt like Abram, doubting something even when you deep down want to believe it?
Oh, all the time. It's so human, right?
Totally. It's easy to get stuck in the now, right? We want things to happen instantly. But Abram's story, it kind of reminds us that some things, those really big, meaningful things, they take time.
So true. I mean, look at our world. We're all about instant gratification. Give me the promotion now, the perfect house now, the amazing relationship now, now, now.
Right. But building a career, a relationship, a family, those are marathons, not sprints. They take years, decades even. And that's tough to swallow when everything's so fast-paced, you know?
Think about Abram. He waited his whole life just to see a tiny piece of that promise come true. It really makes you think about patience, about trust. Those are like the secret ingredients to reaching those long-term goals.
And it's not just about sitting around waiting. It's about doing the work, moving toward those goals, even when you don't see results right away. Like imagine a gardener, right? They plant a seed, they got to nurture it, water it, have faith that it'll eventually grow, even if they don't see a sprout the next day.
I love that. It's like faith in action. And speaking of challenges, remember, God didn't exactly paint a rosy picture for Abram. He was upfront about the hardship his descendants would face. Even slavery. Makes you wonder, why even mention that?
I think it's because that's life, right? Even with the best intentions, a clear vision, things go wrong. Obstacles pop up. You get knocked down. You start questioning everything.
So it's not like believing will protect you from the hard stuff. It's more about finding that inner strength, that resilience to deal with it. Knowing that sometimes those hard things, they're part of a bigger plan, part of growing.
That's it. And that leads us to another big takeaway from Genesis 15, commitment. That covenant, it wasn't some casual agreement. It was serious, a real promise, sealed with this intense ritual. It meant both sides were all in, no matter what.
Okay, so how does that apply to us now? I mean, we make commitments all the time, right? To our families, our friends, at work, even to ourselves. And let's be real, keeping those promises when things get tough, well, it's not always easy.
But think about what happens when we don't keep them. When we bail, when things get hard, we lose trust, relationships get messed up, and ultimately, it's our own integrity that takes a hit.
It's like that saying, right? Your word is your bond. And just like that ancient ritual, keeping your promises even when it's tough, it has this ripple effect. You build trust, relationships get stronger, and it creates this foundation for a better life, a life with more meaning.
Yeah, we can't talk about Abram without talking about faith, right? The guy had to believe in something he couldn't see, couldn't fully grasp. That takes guts. That takes trust.
Big time. And this is where it gets really interesting, I think. Because faith isn't just about believing in, like, a specific religion. It's about believing in something bigger than yourself, something that gives you hope and drives what you do.
It could be faith in humanity, in love, in knowledge, or, yeah, faith in a higher power. Whatever it is, that belief, that trust in something bigger, it can give you so much strength, especially during tough times.
That's like an anchor in a storm, you know? Helps you find your way when things are dark. And speaking of storms, there's one more thing from Abram's story we need to look at. Hope. He knew his people would go through hard times, but he held on to this hope for a better future, a land where they'd finally be free.
And that's a powerful message for us today, don't you think? The world's full of uncertainty, personal struggles, global issues. It's so easy to get caught in the negativity, to feel overwhelmed by it all.
It's like falling into that doom-scrolling trap, just endless bad news and negativity. But Abram's story, it reminds us that even when things are dark, hope is powerful. It fuels you, keeps you fighting for a better tomorrow. It helps you see that light, even in the darkest times.
This deep dive into Genesis 15, it's been eye-opening, hasn't it? We've gone way beyond the surface of the story.
Totally. It's amazing how a story this old can still speak to us so much. It shows you the power of stories, you know, and how much wisdom they hold.
We started off asking if you've ever felt like Abram, battling doubt even when you want to believe. But now, think about this. What promises do you hold on to? And how can you show that you're committed to them, even when things get rough?
That's a great question, isn't it? It makes you think about your own journey, what you're dedicated to, and the legacy you want to leave behind.
Yeah, it's like you can get so caught up in the everyday stuff that you forget about the bigger picture. Abram's story kind of brings you back down to earth, makes you realize we're all part of something much bigger.
Right. We all have a purpose, a legacy we're building. And it all starts with that little spark of belief. Maybe it's faith in a divine promise, or maybe it's a personal dream, or even just a vision for a better world. But that belief, it's like the fuel that keeps you going. One thing that really struck me about Abram is that his faith wasn't just blind acceptance. He questioned, he doubted, even argued with God. But he never completely gave up on that belief. It's like he was actively choosing to trust, even when it was hard.
Absolutely. It's not about blindly following, you know, it's about grappling with those doubts, working through the tough questions, and then ultimately choosing to have faith in something beyond what you can see or fully understand. And remember, the story doesn't end with Abram. His journey is just the beginning. It's his descendants who eventually get to the promised land.
Which kind of brings us to this idea of generational impact, doesn't it? The choices we make today, the promises we keep, they all have this potential to create a ripple effect. They can shape the world for generations to come.
It's kind of humbling when you think about it, right? We're not just living for ourselves. We're part of this chain that stretches way back and way forward in time. It makes you think, what kind of legacy are we building? What seeds are we planting that'll bloom for future generations?
Whoa, this deep dive has really got the wheels turning. It's pretty amazing how a story this old can still resonate with us today.
It shows you the power of these human stories, right? They hold so much timeless wisdom. They remind us of the struggles we all faced, the hopes we hold, and the values that guide us.
So, as we wrap up our exploration of Genesis 15, here's something to think about. If you were to make a covenant with yourself today, what would it be? What promises would you make? What actions would you take to create a legacy that you'd be proud of?
Remember that saying, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Well, take that step today. Embrace the power of belief, commit to your goals, and never lose sight of that hope that guides you toward a brighter future.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.